Agenda paper now.
Hello. Thank you. So we will now move into agenda paper 9. This paper analyzes the comment letters received on the tentative agenda decision about fair value hedge accounting applying IFRS 9. The tentative agenda decision addresses whether foreign currency risk can be a separately identifiable and reliably measurable risk component of a non-financial asset held for consumption that an entity can designate as the hedged item in a fair value hedge accounting relationship. The committee received 10 comment letters in which views were mixed. Paragraph 12 to 51 of the paper include our analysis of respondents' comments. Based on our analysis, we continue to agree with the committee's conclusion that the requirements in IFRS 9 provide an adequate basis for an entity to determine its accounting. However, some of the comments indicate that it would be helpful to expand the discussion in the agenda decision regarding an entity's risk management activities. Accordingly, we recommend that the committee make the clarifications described in paragraph 48 of the paper and finalize the tentative agenda decision. I will now ask whether you agree with this recommendation. Thank you.
Who's excited to talk about hedge accounting?
Exhausted, everybody.
Well, the staff don't care if you don't want to talk about it. You say yes. Comments? Carl.
Support finalizing as drafted, and I found particularly helpful the two additional paragraphs on page 22, quite helpful. I'll support it.
Bruce.
Thanks. I'm supportive of the agenda decision as done. The only comment I had was just on page 22 with the paragraphs that were added in. Just the part that gave me pause was, I mean, I'm happy the first sentence says we think it only happened in very limited circumstances. I'm just a bit worried about this may be the case, for example, and we kind of go out there and give a very specific example. I'm just a bit worried that people could see that as a very prescriptive list of prescriptive requirements in order to meet that. And I don't necessarily think that was the intention of what we were trying to get to here. So my only suggestion is, I mean, I appreciate why, but I would have deleted that last part with that in it. I just always get worried when we kind of putting in something, it's not directly tied into the fact pattern. And yeah, I just worry people are going to see that as a list of requirements in order to meet that very limited circumstance we've referred to in the sentence before.
Bertrand.
So I agree in finalizing the agenda decision, and I have a similar comment to Bruce as relating to the two new paragraphs introduced with a slight difference. Maybe the first paragraph didn't strike me that much. I mean, I think it's directly relating to the submission, whereas the second paragraph, the one considering the liability side, let's put it that way, has nothing to do with the submission. And I think it was not really analyzed for the June meeting. We didn't discuss it during the June meeting. We really focused and merely focused on the asset side. So I don't disagree to add the extra paragraph on the asset side, but I would not add the extra paragraph on the liability side. And then. I don't know if I share Bruce's concerns on the last sentence of the asset side paragraph, let's put it that way, but obviously it might be also something to consider. So I was more in favor of maintaining more the tentative agenda decision that we issued in June. And if we were to add something, at least not adding something that we never discussed, i.e. relating to the liability side.
Although in relation to that second paragraph, I thought that in a sense all that it's doing is simply confirming that the question is about and the focus of the agenda decision is on is the asset a
your hedged,
potential hedged item?
Yeah,
sure. Can't be answered just by looking at the liability in this case.
And I think if it's helpful, Bertrand, I agree that maybe where this addition comes from, I think it is related to the question, as Sue said, it didn't get discussed explicitly in June because it's almost, it's come out of comment letters. In a sense, part of the comment letters we received was a suggestion that at least, you know, some entities might have some risk management activities that are focused, and I think what's important there, that aim only to reduce, you know, the foreign exchange volatility on a liability. And I think we're just making clear, we thought it maybe helped, as we said, focus the question here to say, you know, you've got to kind of separately identify what is your hedged item versus what is your hedging instrument.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Carsten?
I agree with the staff analysis. I think the additions that have been made to the agenda decision, the proposed additions, are really helpful. I have one comment on the analysis and two drafting suggestions. The comment on the analysis is that I was struggling a little bit with the description around pricing at a global level, which was discussed in the June meeting, I think, and the reason is that I think you would determine the value based on IFRS 13 requirements, so the principal markets. Now, I don't think that really changes, practically speaking, the analysis very much, but I just wanted to mention that aspect. In terms of drafting, I think all of the proposed additions are very helpful. I think it would be helpful to include a sentence along the lines of the second sentence in paragraph 46 of the staff paper, which talks about that you would expect that an entity's risk management strategy would only hedge something that, you know, an entity expects will affect profit or loss rather than could affect profit or loss. So I think repeating something along those lines might be helpful. The final drafting comment I would have is under other considerations, which talks about, you know, that you of course need to meet all the other requirements in IFRS 9 for hedging. And the first sentence mentions including requirements related to the designation of hedging instruments and hedge effectiveness. I just felt it might be helpful to also mention the requirements in relation to the hedged item, in addition to hedging instruments and hedge effectiveness. And subject to those comments, I'm really comfortable with where the analysis got to.
So the point that you raised about expected, that came from paragraph 46, if you wanted that added to the agenda decision, where would you be suggesting it goes, just so that it doesn't conflict with the could requirement in the standard?
Perhaps we could add it in the, let's say, where is it, the section on the risk management, entities' risk management activities. So my suggestion would be to include that in the third paragraph on that section, which starts with the committee expects that an entity would manage and hedge exposure to changes in fair value of non-financial assets held for consumption only in very limited circumstances. And we could then potentially add, and that an entity would use hedging instruments to hedge only those fair value exposures that it expects would affect its profit or loss, right? As opposed to the full fair value of the full fair value of the asset. So that would be my suggestion.
Staff, don't scream and respond.
No, I think that's okay. You know, sort of consistent with what we were trying to say, in that you would only hedge the bit that you don't think you're going to consume, because otherwise it's inconsistent with your business model.
I mean, exactly.
Okay. Mm. Brian?
So I generally agree with the agenda decision. I think both of the additions are useful. On the first one, the example is, I think, helpful. It's flagged up as being four examples. On the one hand, to demonstrate, I guess it's trying to explain what very limited circumstances might mean. On the one hand, having an example demonstrates that there is a circumstance, and setting out an example helps you understand how limited the limited circumstances might be. So personally, I found that helpful. The second addition, it was specifically raised in the comment letters, and I am aware of this question has come up a lot in the context of leased aircraft, and I think this paragraph is just reminding you of which direction you have to come at the question in the case of leased aircraft, so I found that quite helpful. And actually Carson's point on could versus would is quite a neat little distinction, isn't it? So could tells you about whether or not there's an eligible risk. Would tells you something about whether or not you've got an eligible risk management strategy. So I think that's a good suggestion.
Okay. So, do you want to summarise what we'd be proposing to change in the agenda decision, and then we'll get a vote on that proposal? So, keeping the two new paragraphs, I think overall was a suggestion. So a confirmation, and then Carsten's suggestions.
And the two sentences.
Sentences. Do you want to repeat what they are, broadly?
So I think on that third paragraph, then on page 22, we would add the explanation that your risk management strategy is only focusing on what you expect to impact P&L, so you'd only hedge that bit. So we'll bring that sentence into that paragraph. And then on page 23... that first paragraph where we talk about the hedging instrument and the hedge effectiveness also mentioned that it's all the requirements around the hedged item being qualifying and what's needed to be qualifying hedged item, just to make sure we cover the whole spectrum of everything. Yeah.
Okay, so with those suggestions, can I get a show of hands for who supports the agenda decision? Thank you. Last agenda decision for potential finalisation.